single Mayflower descendant who lives in Westport, whom I know about. I'm Mary Giles. I started out to tape her before, but the tape recorder didn't work, so this is going to be difficult for her because we have to review a lot. Her family, her mother grew up on Cornell Road, off Cornell Road, she said, and they farmed up there. Is that correct? Tell me a little bit about it.
I don't know. Before my day.
It was before your time.
Yeah.
Where were you born?
Down there.
You were born there, but you moved. How old were you when you moved, when you left there, do you think?
Oh, 22 months old.
Uh-huh. And then where did you go?
With my grandmother.
Where was she?
Main Road.
You have to tell me everything all over again. Now, not me. I want this to hear, the tape to hear it, you see. Where was it on the Main Road?
Just south of Cornell Road.
Just south. Who lives there now?
Gelpke's.
The Gelpke's live there.
Carl Gelpke.
Yes. What did your father do for a living?
Farming, and then after my mother passed away, he went to Medford, and he worked on trolley cars.
Mm-hmm. And he came back here, I thought you said, that after that, and did more gardening and farming?
Yes.
Yes. And where did he live when he came back?
We lived here.
You lived here?
Yes.
Yeah. You moved here to this house on Main Road.
Moved here in 1970.
What is the address of this house?
188
Main Road. 1881, excuse me, Main Road. You didn't farm for, did you farm crops or vegetables mostly?
Vegetables, I guess.
Mm-hmm. You didn't sell them, you just used them for your own personal
use. Yes.
And you said you did some cannings of beets and cucumber pickles and tomatoes and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that your food came from
Central Village or down here or
Adamsville.
Adamsville.
Mm-hmm. And that you had delivery routes.
We did way back, yes. Came, took orders, and then came delivered.
Groceries.
Mm-hmm. Groceries.
Not milk.
No, I guess they got milk at the neighbors unless they had cows. We didn't have a cow, I don't think.
No. Uh-huh. I'm going on into your life in the papers. If you had a paper, it was delivered in the mail.
Yeah.
And the mail, how did the mail come?
Well, years ago, it was a stage. Went to New Bedford and came from New Bedford and picked up mail at the different post offices.
Mm-hmm. Where was the post office you
Central
used?
Central Village.
You used the Central Village post office. And the stage went from
New Bedford.
And did it come down, let's say, Drift Road or just the Main Road? I've got you. Well, we know it came down the Main Road, all the way.
Well, it must have part of the way, at least, because it went ahead of Westport.
And then it came...
And then Central Village.
And then it came down here to this store down here, so there was a post office there, so it must have come most of the way down the
Main Road.
Road.
I would think so.
Now, when you were young, did you take the trolley when you wanted to go anywhere?
Went on the stage to Lincoln Park. Went in on the trolley.
And went in on the trolley.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly to?
New Bedford.
New Bedford. Mm-hmm. And when you wanted to buy clothes and things, did you shop in New Bedford?
New Bedford.
Mm-hmm. And then you take the trolley out, and then the stage.
Mm-hmm.
That was quite complicated. When your father took his vegetables, you said he drove a horse and wagon. What did he drive that for?
He went to the city to get things, to get groceries.
When he didn't want to take the stage or the trolley, he would take the horse.
He may have taken things in to sell. I don't know, mm-hmm. really.
We talked just a minute at the very end about some of the magazines. That was very interesting, the magazines that they
New England Homestead was one.
That was, is that the Farmer's Magazine?
Yeah. And Country Gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
And Saturday Evening Post.
Yes.
That's about it.
That's about it. And they didn't, you said they didn't read a good deal, that they didn't, and then you said that when you were growing up, you played, oh, what were some of the games you played?
Batista and checkers and put puzzles together and that's about it. Cards once in a while.
I was so much interested, did you have a, did you, what did you, did you have a pony or any horses or anything like that? Dogs?
My father had a horse.
Your father had the horse. But you know, did you ever ride?
No.
On the horse? Did you have cats and dogs? Did you have
cats.
Pets? Cats. Cats were your pets. Mm-hmm.
One cat mostly.
One cat mostly. Mm-hmm. What kind of a cat? A tabby cat? A yellow and... A
tiger,
tortoise?
Tiger.
A tiger cat.
Mm-hmm.
The animals you think are just about the same as they used to be. The same kinds of animals. You didn't see deer very often.
Not too often, no.
And I suppose a fox once in a while, just as we still see fox once in a while.
Mm, pheasant.
Mm-hmm. And all. But pretty much the same animals. How about the birds?
Well, we saw bluebirds in those days, which we don't anymore.
No. And that's about the only...
And robins and orioles and,
mm-hmm.
I suppose, sparrows.
Mm-hmm. About the same, except for the bluebirds. Mm-hmm. Think about... did your mother sew?
My aunt did. No, my mother received... I don't remember about her.
She died before you have any memory, so you really grew up with your aunt.
My grandmother.
Your grandmother.
And mm-hmm. my aunt.
Mm-hmm. And did your grandmother sew? Did you?
My aunt was a
was the one who did the sewing.
Yeah.
Did she make dresses and things for you and mm-hmm. for the family? I mean. Now this was at the Gelkies. House, or was it off Cornell Road?
No.
This was down at the Gelkies.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And you said that when you needed a doctor back in those days, you used Dr. McElmer?
Way back, yes.
Uh-huh.
And then when I was in school, I had school doctor at that time also, and it was Dr. Tupper.
Dr. Tupper, he came from where?
Head of Westport.
He came from the head of Westport.
Mm-hmm.
And any other doctors you remember?
Dr. Dennett, who was trying to think of her name. It's Bard and Tripp's wife. His father was Dr. Dennett.
Mm-hmm. And he came, where did he come from?
Adamsville.
He came from Adamsville. Mm-hmm.
There was also another doctor in Adamsville at that time, Dr. Wells.
Dr. Wells? Mm-hmm. Adamsville just seems to be full of doctors. I mean, I've asked a lot of people.
Well, that's the place where they seem to settle. I don't know for why, but
uh-huh.
Adamsville seemed to be the place.
Did you ever... I've heard of Dr. King now. Have
yes,
you?
He was in Adamsville, and also Dr. Borden.
Mm-hmm. And then Dr. Von Trapp, of course.
Yes.
And now Dr. Adler's gone over there, although he's practicing here. He lives in Adamsville. And before that, there were a lot of other doctors, I gather, from what I've heard, so that Adamsville was quite a doctor center. Whereas
well, they seem to
settle
well.
There. Mm-hmm. I was so interested in your story about, did you have a wagon? Things like that, the children's toys.
Oh, yes, I had a wagon, a sled, and...
Were they? Did you buy them, or were they were they made by somebody you knew?
Boughton.
They were all Boughton. How about the ice skates, the first ice skates you had, you said, you told about, and about skating?
They had spikes that stuck into the bottom of your shoe, uh-huh, and then strapped around your, uh-huh, ankle.
They were wooden, is that
wooden,
right? Wooden.
Wooden.
How old do you suppose you were when you had those wooden?
Oh, 10 years old, maybe.
Uh-huh. And then after that, you got regular skates,
had
metal
ice skates.
Mm-hmm. Probably in New Bedford or something.
No, I guess I had them given to me.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So you don't know where they came from. No. Let's move down from your life up there to thinking about what the Point was like. You were telling about the Pakwachuk, the three floors of the Pakwachuk, and what you thought went on.
Well, I think it was sail loft on the top floor, and millinery place or a dressmaker's place on the, well, I don't know what was on the second, and on the third was the place where they did, I think, did the dressmaking. And
I thought the third was the sail loft.
The top floor, wasn't
it? Oh,
there
four
floor?
Floors? Were there four floors?
Well, I really don't know, but
well,
I think so.
You think there were four floors. Well, what was on the bottom floor?
Well, post office at one time was down there.
It was?
And then I think they sold, I don't know if they sold any groceries in there or not, but I'm sure the post office that was there way back.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that the yard to the south of the Pakwachuk was where they built the boats or not?
I doubt it.
You doubt it. What do you think they built?
Boathouses there. There were, I know my great uncle had a boathouse there,
mm-hmm,
on that land to the east side of the bridge.
Where do you think
the
they boat, built all the boats that went out of this harbor here?
Well, possibly on this side of the street, by the lumber yard, near the lumber yard.
And the lumber yard was just south of where Leach is.
Yes, I think so. Well, where Leach's is,
mm-hmm,
somewhere along there.
I was so interested in what when you were telling about where they had dances here.
Well, that was in that boathouse they called it.
They called Leach's the boathouse.
Yeah, which was a long building that went back quite a little bit. And
then you named some other places.
Well, there was a place up on the drift road where they used to have dances, but I can't remember the name. Man's name.
Mm-hmm.
I should, but I can't.
Well, that's all right. I mean, I don't remember half the things I should either, so it doesn't make any difference. Coming up the road a piece from Leach's, there used to be some grocery stores just where Tony's Market is now, and you told
the Tripp Brothers.
And across the street was another one?
Giffords, William Giffords.
It was in the Tripp Brothers, was it, where there were two halves and where the post office was in one half? Tell about what happened, I mean, about the way they used that.
Well, I think they had the post office in the left-hand half, in this part, this way.
North half, mm-hmm.
And then they sold, I can't remember whether they did sell groceries there, but I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Then in the other half, they had was more like a room where the men would go in and sit and talk, smoke, and they sold hardware things,
mm-hmm,
nails and screws and
mm-hmm,
bolts and different things like that.
Mm-hmm. And over in the Gifford store, what did they sell?
Groceries.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was so interesting about the post office moving back and forth.
Yeah, when it was a Democratic president, it was on in Giffords. When it was Republican, it was in Tripp Brothers. I think I'm right.
Uh-huh. I think that's very interesting. how the political situation would change. Do you know how much it cost to mail a letter?
2 cents.
2 cents.
My earliest
recollection
was
2 cents. You know, the other day I was talking to the president of the Historical Society here, and he said that Ezra Cornell, have you ever heard of Ezra Cornell? He was born on Cornell Road.
Davis. Ezra Davis.
Well, there was Ezra Cornell also born on Cornell Road, too. He may have been born before your time.
Well,
because he was the founder of Cornell University. And this man, Charles Mullen, who is the historian for the Westport Historical Society, told me that Ezra Cornell, founder of Cornell University, was born on Cornell Road here, which is interesting. Of course, he founded it a long time before your time.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But it was Ezra Davis
who lived down from Brayton Martin's place. That was the second house in that laneway, way down.
In the laneway that you were in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, you never used the Doctor's Macamer. They were
yes,
you
I
did?
Dr. Macamer.
You did know Dr. Macamer and his brother and Hannah Macamer, too, who lived across the street?
Sam Macamer and Hannah Macamer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I knew them.
Yes. And then they sold their house to the Files, I guess. Or did they? Who bought it, I wonder, after they did? I'm interested
in
that.
Mrs. Brown, didn't she?
Well, she bought it after the Files. I just wondered whether the Macamers sold the house to the Files, or whether someone else lived in there in between.
I don't know.
Mrs. Brown has certainly done a beautiful job of fixing it up, hasn't she?
Yes.
And apparently they're going to make a, in the garage, it's going to be a decorating shop. You know, where they have all their fabrics for decorating and so on. Well, let's can you think of any other kinds of businesses other than grocery stores, hardware stores, sale lofts and so on, and lumber mill that were down here at the point?
No other.
Did any horseshoeing go on? Any iron?
Don't remember it anyway. I don't remember hearing of it. Adamsville, they had the blacksmith.
They had the blacksmith in Adamsville.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Way back in the old days, which we didn't get into in this tape, it might be interesting for you to tell how you kept your food cool. But in the old days, there was a salt mill, I've read.
A what?
Salt mill. A shop, or whatever it is. They took the sea salt and they let it evaporate to make salt so that people could salt down their fish and salt down their meat, you know, to keep for the winter. And that was down at the point.
I don't know. I never heard of it.
No. Well, that was supposed to be over somewhere near where the lumber shop is too, was the salt works.
Oh.
I guess they called it the salt works. So that anybody who had a horse that needed to be shod would go over to Adamsville?
As far as I know, I don't think there was any place down here.
Not up at Central Village either?
I can't remember
about that. If somebody was poor, really poor, and needed help when you were young or when you were growing up, how did they handle the cases of people who were destitute?
That I don't know. I know they had a poor farm for people that didn't have anyone to take care of them or have a home or had to dispose of a home or something up on the Drift Road where the rest home is.
Mm-hmm. And that was called the poor farm.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, if one of your relatives was poor, did they kind of share with each other and take the relative into the home more than send them off to the poor farm?
Oh, I think so, yes. I would think so.
On the whole, they took
care of their own.
Mm-hmm. I more than they do today, do you think?
Yeah, because now if they're sick, they send them to a nursing home.
Yes, and there weren't any then. No.
Not that I know of.
And what about hospitals?
Well, I had hospitals in the city, I suppose, but they weren't like they are today by any means.
No.
And I guess St. Luke's Hospital is a pretty old hospital.
Yes.
As I know.
Yes.
And in Fall River, I don't know. Truesdale, Dr. Truesdale founded that Truesdale Hospital.
Yes.
And he and Dr. French were in the Truesdale.
Yes. You told a moment ago about, I was trying to think of sicknesses and epidemics and things, and you said there weren't too many diseases except children's diseases, but that your father, when he was young, probably before he was married, had typhoid.
Yeah.
And I know there was a typhoid epidemic at one time.
Yeah, I remember hearing him tell about his having a typhoid fever.
Mm-hmm. Did you play with dolls?
Mm-hmm. I had a rag doll.
Was it homemade?
Well, I think you bought them printed or something and then stuffed them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Did you ever have any other china dolls
or
anything like that?
I've got the last doll I ever had. It's disjointed now. It was strung with elastic and it's come apart, but I have it.
Yes. I'm looking up here now at some, well, it looks like furniture from a Darling Little Dollhouse, a perfectly beautifully made desk and chair. Could you tell the taste of...
Mr. Babcock, John Babcock.
Where did he live?
I think he lives there now. Down on the Drift Road. He built his own home down here on the Drift Road.
How far down? Near where?
Well, north of, I would say right back at Dr. Denton's about.
Mm-hmm. That's where John Baker lives now, isn't it?
No, John Baker. He lives in the Babcock House. Babcock House is this side, I think, of where John Baker's is. I never know what I don't see.
No. But now, tell me about John Babcock, because that's perfectly beautiful furniture.
Well, he used to make that furniture at one time. He made it and shipped it to, had a place that he shipped it in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And also Boston, I think.
Mm-hmm. And so did he make doll houses too, or just the furniture?
He may have made one for his own children, a doll house, I don't know, but... So far as I know, just a friend of yours.
He was really a good craftsman, and not just local. He's
like a cabinet maker.
Yes.
And he made this from, he made a whole set of furniture for Catherine Hall, and it was made out of wood on her place.
Oh, that's lovely.
And he had, she had like a dollhouse, I think, with each room furnished.
Mm-hmm.
With the furniture that he made.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where that is now. It was in the library. Catherine Hall had it.
In the library?
In the library when she was here. But of course, there's no more library there. And
no.
I think the present owner probably has the dollhouse with the furniture.
Now, Catherine Hall lived up on the Hill with all the rest of the family,
yes,
didn't she?
Yes, but she used to, I guess her mother had this library built.
The library building here?
Yeah. Set back from the
from street. Where Katie Zoll has her pottery now.
Yeah, that's the place. Mm-hmm. Whether she has that, I don't think she has that furniture in there.
No, I know she doesn't. She doesn't have anything except a potter's wheel and her pottery.
Mm-hmm.
So that the some of the Wicks family must have, or the Halls up there.
Or else Priscilla Church, who owns that house.
Which
owns
house?
The library cottage there.
Oh, yes.
And she may have it. I really don't know.
No. I didn't know that library cottage there didn't belong to the same house that Katie Zoll, or does she own Katie Zoll's house too, probably, doesn't
yes.
she? The
yes.
house that Katie lives in. Mm-hmm. Where does Priscilla Church live?
Lincoln.
In Lincoln, Mass.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. But Catherine Hall was instrumental in starting the library.
Her mother, I think.
Her mother?
Yeah.
Catherine's mother.
Mm-hmm. Of course, there used to be a, well, I guess they called it a library down where Casilda Corey had it years ago. I don't know if it's where Mrs. Adams owns the house or did own it. I don't know if she still does.
No, she sold that. She's moved back to Denmark permanently,
yeah.
And
well,
so she sold the
I
house.
I think the library used to be in a part of that house, but I'm not positive about that.
You don't know who started that library?
Well, I think it was a Miss Corey.
A Miss Corey.
Casilda Corey.
Mm-hmm. The Coreys, you say, had the pack, which I they owned, or they had a store. Post office, or what was it, the court?
I think the post office used to be there way back, I'm quite sure. And,
was it where? I'm trying to locate
Packer it. Check.
At the Packertuck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was Alexander Corey, but I won't be sure.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm.
I know who could tell you all that information would be Mr. Pugler, who has the
Whaling Museum.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think
I'm going to go in and talk with him sometime, and he's coming out and speak one evening at the Bicentennial.
Oh.
We have a program lined up in which we have quite a few speakers during the whole week, and he's one of them, and he's going to speak on whaling,
oh.
the whaling in Westport.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that will be very interesting to everybody. You know, he knows so much. I'm going through these cards. You say the weather here is warmer than it used to be.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. You don't remember this. Of course, they snow plow the roads now. But when you were a little girl and wanted to go out and you were off, well, you were on the main road when you were a little girl,
yeah.
So you didn't have any real problem with snow. Where did you go to school?
Right across the street.
From?
Where I lived.
Uh-huh. Which school was it?
Hicks Corner.
Hicks Corner School.
Mm-hmm.
It's no longer there, is it?
Well, the building's there, but it's a house now, and they've added on to it, and they put a porch on it, and so it doesn't look like the schoolhouse, but
it's
where.
What color is it? So when I go up the street now,
Well, it's across from the Galkies.
Yes, yes.
I don't know if it's brown. What color does Colony School?
And then after you, was that elementary school? What
that
grade?
Was to the ninth, eighth, and ninth grade.
And then after that, did you go on into...
Well, I came down here after that for a couple of years.
This was a... Was this a... Like a high school?
They had up to the 10th grade. They had in... It's two rooms. mm-hmm. right? The south room was 5 grades and the north room was five grades.
Uh-huh. And so you'd have two teachers, I suppose.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What kinds of, well, fashion-wise, style-wise, did you wear button shoes, or did you have lace shoes, or did you have, what kinds of shoes and stockings?
I had both. I had button shoes probably for dress-up and lace shoes to wear every day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And when you wanted to get, when it was real cold weather, what kinds of materials, what kinds of coats and sweaters? And
oh, woolen coats.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Where did you, and you got those in New Bedford? Or did your aunt make them? You don't remember.
She may have made some, but she didn't make all of them.
Do you remember ships coming in to this harbor down here that were not whalers?
Coal schooner.
Coal schooners. Not fishing boats, but...
A coal schooner brought coal in.
Mm-hmm.
And it went up Adamsville with coal.
Mm-hmm. Any other boats that were commercial boats?
Not that I know of.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only one I remember.
Yeah. And now, what kinds of fishing boats used to go out? Lots of men were fishermen, made their living fishing.
Sailboats, I imagine. Mm-hmm. I don't think they had many motors. Well, they did. When I was young, they had motors and sailboats.
Both.
Mm.
And they went out fishing for the day, or they went lobstering, didn't they?
Yeah, I guess so. They went fishing too, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Did you eat many fish when you were young?
Oh, quite a bit. My uncle used to go fishing and lobstering.
Mm-hmm.
So he had fish and lobsters.
What was his name?
Harry.
Harry.
Mm-hmm.
He's still here, isn't he? No, he's no longer.
He's gone long ago.
Now, who was William Sowell?
William Sowell was my grandfather's brother.
Mm-hmm. And he was a great sportsman, according to what I've read.
Well,
he used to go out duck hunting and get more duck than anybody else. Or
could be. I don't know.
And. Do that. And you said that you didn't know anything about any crimes in Westport. One of the subjects we have is crimes, and I told you about hearing about this man who pushed his companion overboard.
I think there was a murder years ago up the head of Westport. Lincoln Tripp should know about that, I should think. But I don't know who it was, but I can remember hearing about it.
Mm-hmm. You don't think there were any murders down here at the point?
I don't remember hearing about it.
Or any big accidents or anything like that? Now, for instance, where were you doing the 1938 hurricane?
It was right here.
How did it seem?
Well, we closed up the store, my uncle did, and came home. I think he was still with him. Yes, I know he was. And the windows got so covered with salt and sand from the wind and all that you couldn't see out. You couldn't see a thing. And it got dark about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, began to be dark. And I went to bed. I couldn't see anything.
So you decided you'd just go to bed.
And my father came to the stairs and called up and said that the church steeple had gone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, they must have heard the crash or something, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And the next morning I was working up at, the Stevensons, it was at that time, the Akerstroms, Mr. and Miss Akerstrom and Mr., brother and sister,
yes,
lived there. And Mr. and Mrs. Stevenson, she taught school in New Bedford.
Uh-huh.
And he used to be a bookkeeper in New Bedford, but on account of his health, he came out there and raised poultry.
Mm-hmm.
Went in with Mr. Akerstrom,
mm-hmm.
out for the poultry.
Where is that exactly?
Well, it's where Mrs. Pope lived. You know Mrs. Pope that
no.
just passed away?
No.
Well, it's across the street from the Gelpkes.
Oh, right. Everything's right around the Gelpkes.
To the north a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Near Tony Costas.
Mm-hmm.
And the boy that came there to help Mr. Stevenson with the poultry, he said to me, Horsnet Beach is all gone.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what do you mean? He says, I mean Horsnet is all gone. There's only one house left.
Mm-hmm.
Which was way up to the very end.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's true, isn't it?
Yeah.
That they were all just taken away.
Well, demolished so badly that they couldn't be lived in.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Did you have parties when you went? Did people have birthday parties and,
Oh, I guess so, occasionally.
Did you go to parties? What did you do for fun, like, when you were growing up and were a teenager?
Played games and that sort of thing.
And had birthday parties, or you don't remember?
I remember I had one birthday party, but I was in my teens, I guess,
mm-hmm.
then.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what we did. We
no.
did anything more than sit and talk.
Did you used to make ice cream at home or buy
yeah,
it?
At home sometimes. We had a freezer.
You had a freezer,
yeah,
an ice cream freezer. You told me a little bit about how you kept your food cool when you didn't have a refrigerator.
Well, when we lived up the road, we kept it in the down cellar.
Mm-hmm.
It was cool in the cellar.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have fruit trees?
Not here, just up there.
Mm-hmm.
Apple trees, pear tree, plum tree.
Mm-hmm.
But you never canned any of them, any of the fruit?
Not that I recall.
No.
Peaches, I guess we did can peaches.
Uh-huh.
Peaches and pears, I think we did.
Yeah.
And blueberries, huckleberries.
And your pickles, and your tomatoes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what about potatoes? Did they keep all winter, or did you buy them?
No, I think my father planned it. My grandfather before him probably raised enough to go through the winter.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of the famous Westport turnip. Did you raise turnips?
Yeah, Macomber turnip.
Macomber turnips.
The Macombers originated that.
Were they the same Macombers that were Dr. Macomber?
No, Nathan Macomber.
This is now. Tell me about where Nathan Macomber lived. You told me before, but I want this tape to hear that.
That white house there.
Well,
down the hill from Mary
Brown.
From
Mary Hicks Brown. You see, the other tape heard it, but this one didn't.
I see.
And so, what I know, this tape doesn't know. You know. So, down the hill. Toward the north side of Mary
Hicks. That white house.
Was Nathan Macomber.
Mm-hmm.
And what did he do?
Well, he had ice house and peddled ice, and he used to peddle fruit with the ice along, I don't know whether the same time, but I mean, he did have fruit. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And farming.
Mm-hmm.
What kinds of farming? Did anybody have big farms? I mean, were they big farms? Did they have hay and what other kinds of big farming like hay? They have oats and.
Well, I don't know about that. I think so because I think that years ago, some of the farmers they had a threshing machine come to thresh the oats,
mm-hmm.
and he would go from one farm to another,
mm-hmm.
and they would put him up
mm-hmm.
wherever he was working.
Yes,
and then. When they got through, and then he'd move on to another town.
How big do you suppose the farms were? I mean, thinking in terms of...
Well, Nason's farm went from his house, the White House, up to where we used to live. Up near the schoolhouse across from where I lived.
Up near Hicks Ridge Road.
Not Hicks Bridgeroom. No.
I thought
Hicks Corner School.
Hicks Corner School. I see. So it's named for Hicks, but not on that road by the cemetery.
No. No, it was before you get to Cornell Road.
I see.
Mm-hmm. The school.
That was where Hicks Corner.
Hicks Corner
School.
Yeah.
And his land went from
to that lot.
Clear up to that lot.
Yeah.
By Cornell Road.
Well, no, not clear to Cornell Road, near to the school.
Well, I'll have to go up and look at that road, and I said we want to make a little map and have all the schools
oh.
that we can think of.
Well,
located
right across from the Gelkies, and it's a house, the school house there with a porch on it now,
mm-hmm.
around it.
Mm-hmm. Did you enjoy school?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I did. I had one teacher for a long time, but most of my teachers, I liked very much.
What kinds of things did you study, mostly? Do you remember?
Reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Reading, writing, and arithmetic. You didn't have foreign languages or
no.
or science?
No.
Or,
I had Latin and English history after I came down here, and algebra.
So we did have...
after I came down here.
This was when you were in the...
about 15 years old, something like that.
Something 9th or 10th grade.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, as you think back and think of families that were prominent in Westport, some of the early families, whom would you name?
I don't know.
Well, the Mackamers. The Howlands. How about them?
Yes, I would think so.
I just wondered if you thought for a minute, if you could think of others that stood out in your mind.
Well, of course, Miss Hall always would, and they came here and lived the year. They came here and built the house for a summer house.
Mm-hmm.
In the home, and then they eventually made it a year-round home.
Mm-hmm. So the Halls.
Mm-hmm.
And
what
about the Giffords and all those people who were here for so long?
All of those were old families.
That's what I was trying to get.
The Corys. Then there was Philip Grinnell. He married a Corey.
Mm-hmm. Grinnell.
Mm-hmm. Manchester's then.
And Mackamers.
Yeah.
I guess we mentioned the Mackamers.
So
others at the point down here that you think of?
Hmm?
Others at the point down here that you think of?
They lived here.
Yes.
Yes.
Anybody up at the head that you think of? Did you know many people at the head?
No, I didn't know many people up there.
In other words, the villages in Westport, the separate villages like the Factory Village and the Head and Central Village and the Point and the Harbor were all pretty much separated.
Yeah, very much. I knew all people at Central Village. I used to go up to Central Village to Sunday school.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Which Sunday school did you go to?
It was the Third Christian Church. It's no more. It was burned.
Yes.
I used to go there to Sunday school.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to the Friends Church, too.
You did?
To Sunday school.
That's where I go now, you know, the church. That's
yeah.
where I go to meeting every Sunday. Is the Friends meeting.
Yeah.
Where was the third Christian church?
Across from the cemetery, on Connor Hicks Bridge Road, in the main road.
Mm-hmm.
It's grown up now
mm-hmm.
to trees and everything. But that's where it was. And they used to have clam bakes to the south of the church. There was a grove there. Well, first they had him down Exbridge Road, where you go into the dump,
mm-hmm.
about there, they used to have clam bakes
mm-hmm.
for that church. And then later they had them in the grove south of the church.
Mm-hmm.
And that was south of Exbridge Road?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now was that, there was a store, Mabel Crosby told me about a, well, remember where the antique shop was in that barn across from, at the corner where the post office, Central Village Post Office is across the street, where across almost sort of catacorner across from Blanche Brackett's.
There was what?
Where the fish market is, there's a big, great big building. There was sort of an antique shop for a while in that big barn.
Well, maybe so, yes, I think so.
And at the, behind the antique shop, there was a store where she used to take her, some of her vegetables and things to sell.
Abram Potter's store.
Abram Potter's.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And there used to be a post office in there.
In Potter's store.
In Potter's store.
Mm-hmm.
And then next to that is this, is a farm where there are lots of black and white cows.
Oh, that's the woods.
The woods.
Yeah. Alton Wood now
mm-hmm.
was his grandfather's, Charles
mm-hmm.
Wood.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very old house, I think.
I would imagine so.
And so I think it goes back, oh, maybe 250 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so whether it's always been in the Wood family, I don't know. Were the Woods a prominent family, or were they just all here in Westport?
Well, they were quite a prominent family here in Westport, yes.
Mm-hmm.
They've been here as long as I can remember.
Yes.
Longer, I guess.
Yes. We're calling our bicentennial farming, fishing, and family living.
Oh.
And, because we thought farming and fishing were the two most important things that people in Westport did.
Yes.
The mills up at the Mill Village were important too, but they weren't as important as the farming and the fishing. More people were involved with farming
so, yeah.
and fishing, and. When you say so-and-so's farm went from here to there, you wouldn't be able to guess the number of acres any farm would occupy. Now, for instance, our farm, the Allen's farm, came from, at one time, clear across the main road, long before there was a main. Came clear across the main road, clear down to the drift road. I mean, clear down to the river.
Oh?
Yes. The there's a road that goes right down past our house, and the walls go through the woods, so that this farm was hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of acres originally. And I wouldn't be surprised if what your family had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of acres since they were here. About the first family long ago.
Well, I think that the farm up the road where we lived up there went about to where 88 goes through now,
yes.
I would say, for a guess.
Yes. And that was before even the main road was built, you see.
Mm.
And it would go back across the 88 and the main road and way back in through Cornell Road to you don't know how far.
Well, our farm wouldn't have gone on that side. We've just been on this side.
Oh, it would?
You know. No, we weren't on the other, on both sides of the road, just on the other side up there.
But I thought Cornell Road.
Well, we weren't on Cornell
Road. You were off Cornell.
I'm thinking when I lived with my grandmother on Main Road here.
I see.
And we just, the farm went back to what I would say was 88 now.
Yes.
So, move 88.
What was your grandmother's name?
Rhoda.
Rhoda what? So?
Well, Rhoda Wing before she was married.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, what relation was she to these, the Wings, who lived in the house now down here that was Wings when I first knew it? And they were, he was a cousin or nephew of Will Brightman.
Oh, Carlton Wing?
Carlton Wing. Mm-hmm.
Well, Carlton and I discussed it one time. We decided that maybe we way, way back might have been related, but... There were three brothers that came from England, and one settled in Westport, and one in Dartmouth, I think, and one on the Cape.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's correct.
Yes. Now, you don't know what the souls came from England on the Mayflower, but you don't know whether they came to Sandwich and then down here?
Plymouth, I think they went
first.
Or whether
they went to Plymouth first.
I think so. They may have gone to
Were they Quakers?
I guess so, if anything.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me, I interrupted you. You said they may have gone...
Well, they may have gone to Sandwich and then to Plymouth. I don't
Well, that's what I've read. The souls went to Sandwich... Actually, and that they were one of the families that stayed in Sandwich rather than going to Plymouth, but I'm not sure. And then came down here to Dartmouth.
Mm-hmm. Would be, I don't
because
know.
Dartmouth was at one time part of the Plymouth colony. Well, when you had Thanksgiving or Christmas, what did you have for a feast?
Chicken.
Chicken. You didn't raise turkeys here. Nobody raised turkeys.
No.
So you had chicken.
Chicken or roast pork or something like that.
Yeah. You didn't. What about beef? Was there much beef?
Sometimes roast beef.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much the same as it is today, in a way.
Very much the same.
Mm-hmm. So you'd have the same vegetables we have today, and so on. Do you remember what you used for to light your houses with? What did your grandmother have for
kerosene lamps?
Kerosene lamps, mm-hmm. And she doesn't. What about gas lamps? Were they before or after?
Well,
she never had gas lamps, so she always used kerosene until there was electricity.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And. Do you remember when she got or you got electricity?
Well, down here, after we came here for the...
You didn't? You had kerosene lamps?
We had kerosene lamps here for several years.
Mm-hmm. Do you know about what date that was?
I can't remember when we had electricity for him.
Mm-hmm. And for a furnace, for heat. How did heat your houses? How did you heat your
stoves.
House off Cornell Road? Stoves?
Stoves.
Mm-hmm. In fireplaces?
Fireplaces in that house on off Cornell Road, yes.
But you didn't use them, or did you?
I don't recall that they did. I think
they had a stove in front
yes.
of the fireplace.
Yes.
And stuck a put a tin,
a
board, for a fireboard up and put a hole in it
mm-hmm.
and put the
stove.
And you used coal.
I think so mostly, although sometimes they used wood.
Mm-hmm. And the coal came in on those coal schooners that came. Where do you think they came from mostly? From Fall River on down? They probably came from, they must have come from Pennsylvania,
originally
and up through New York and so on.
But I don't know where they came from there.
What kinds of flowers did you raise?
Flowers?
Mm-hmm.
Nasturtiums, sweet peas. Peonies and iris and
same kind of things
poppies.
We do today.
Yeah. Asters,
mm-hmm.
poppies.
Did women go in for gardening a lot the way they do now? You know, some women spend all their time making
so
gardens.
No.
You know, they just garden and garden and garden.
I don't think they did so much.
When you, I'm almost through. When you lived here, which roads? The main road was here. 88, of course, wasn't here when you were young.
No.
Hicks Bridge Road was.
Yeah.
And Cornell Road was.
Yeah.
And were very many of the lanes, like Cape Bile Lane, was it here?
I guess so, yes, because I remember there was a barn down Cape Bile Lane where Fitch's.
In Fitch's barn.
Fitch's barn.
Mm-hmm.
Where Charles Mackenbrook kept cattle.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I don't remember any houses down there.
No. He must have lived someplace.
Well, he lived on the main road.
He lived on the main road where Dorothy Gifford lived.
Yeah.
And that's and then he kept his cattle down there and pastured them probably
mm-hmm.
down in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think he had a barn north of where Dorothy's house is.
Mm-hmm.
Probably about where the Judson's property is.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was.
Yeah.
Dorothy would know that, too.
Yes. Well, Dorothy forgets a lot, just like we all do. And so I don't know when I talk with her about things, she's forgotten a good many things. And so, she may know and she probably does know. I think it'd be nice to make a map, for instance, when the lanes, these different lanes, that go off the main road down here at the point where built was Valentine's Lane. When how long ago was it built?
I wouldn't know, but it's been there ever since I can remember.
It's been there ever since you can remember.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And of course, Drift Road was one of the Drift Road. Actually, I think was built before the main road.
Oh, I imagine so. Oh, this was a dirt road anyway, yeah. First.
Was this a dirt road when you first lived here?
Yeah. Well, when I first knew it, in a way.
Back when you lived up
off
Cornell Road.
Yeah.
It was a...
When it was macadamized, before it was ever a tarred road, like it is now, they had steamroller, going back and forth. I used to ride on the steamroller.
Oh, that's fine. And that would steamroll the dirt, so it wouldn't be so dusty.
Harden it down,
mm-hmm.
mat it down,
mm-hmm.
sprinkle it, and then roll it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, Mary, I'm very grateful to you for talking with me and for taking all the time to do it over again. And
well,
it's been very helpful.
Now I'll try to get some lunch.
Yes.